Okay. Well, praise the Lord. We trust that others will join shortly. Thank God for every one of you that are present. I see Sister Minister Colette is on. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask somebody to open in prayer and then we'll get rolling. Let's have Minister Colette open in prayer. You need to unmute yourself and pray.
Amen. Father, I thank you for your goodness towards us. I thank you for your mercy and your kindness. I thank you for your love displayed in our lives, Lord. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would just wash us with the blood of Jesus, that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness and sin, that you would forgive us as we forgive those who sinned against us, Lord, and prepare us for tonight, Lord. Prepare us to meet with you, to hear from you, to commune with you. Lord, we declare that your kingdom come and your will be done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for praying. Tonight, we are going to be going to the book of Proverbs for our devotional time, and then we'll spend some time praying. Focus is going to be from verse 5 through 8, but I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Here it says, "My son, forget not my law or my word, but let thine heart keep my commandments." I think that's a very interesting construct in the language, but let thine heart keep my commandments. When I see that word, keep my commandments, I see not just the context of it being obeying my commandments, but keeping it in terms of holding on to it, that it be part and parcel of our person. So we're guarding, we're watching, we're doing whatever it is that we need to do to observe the word of God, but we're making certain that we don't cast it away. We're keeping it. So many people hear the word of God and they cast it away. They come up with new truths or new whatever that makes them think, okay, I don't think that's relevant to me anymore. The word of God is always relevant. The word of God, just like God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we must take that posture when we come into the word of God, because if we don't, then we begin to shift with society. We begin to shift with the ideologies of men. We begin to shift with the philosophies and new ideas that people come up with, new so-called revelation. It's amazing to me how many people come up with new revelation. We've got new insight, and that insight is not consistent with the word of God all through the scriptures. If the statement is not consistent with the word of God, then it is suspect, because God is the same God and he is faithful to himself and to his word. In fact, he says he holds his word above all his names. And so we must have that at the core of our understanding and perspective. He says, "But let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, when you keep these commandments, length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." So it is not, you know, from much running and much dieting and much whatever else that we have the length of days. It is sad, but we need to pray for a young man in the NFL that yesterday, I think he's with the Bills or something like that. You know, I don't know how long the game had been for, 5 minutes or so. There was some kind of a mild tackle. and he had a cardiac arrest and is in critical condition right now, fighting for his life. The thing is that, from what I hear, he might even possibly be a believer, you know, but he's healthy, he's strong, he's all of this. But ultimately, what keeps us is the Word of God. It's not, you know, while the other things are profitable, Paul says, the most profitable is the Word of God. It will add length of days to us. It will add long life to us. It will add peace to us. He says God will add this to us because we keep his word. Length of days, meaning we know that it's 24 hours in a day. So what is length of days? Length of days is accomplishing more than you should possibly in the natural accomplish in the 24-hour period. So you're accomplishing twice as much, three times as much, four times as much. You know, there is an exponential factor that's causing you to be very productive. Long life, peace, he says to add. He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Why is that? Because mercy and truth is how God purged iniquities, those shortcomings in our lives. He says, don't let mercy and truth forsake thee. How do we cause mercy and truth to forsake us? By not keeping the word of God. Let's not lose context, you know, from what the word of God is saying. You keep the word of God, this is what's going to happen. Mercy and truth will continue with you. Now, while God's word will expose us, you know, the word of God tells us that God will rebuke those that he loves. When we allow the word of God to penetrate, it will expose things in our lives that we don't want to see exposed. But at the long end, it will purge us and cause us to depart from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6 says. It says, bind them about thy neck. What is that about? The neck is what turns your head. It's steady. So when you bind the word of God around your neck, it begins to influence what you are looking at. So many are looking at the wrong things because they don't have the word of God around their necks. It says, write them upon the table of thine heart. The Lord says, he says, mercy and truth will abide with us because God writes his word in our hearts that we will not need anybody to come teach us what we should be doing. We will know intuitively the right thing to do. It says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding. Amazing. When the word of God is kept written upon the tables of our heart, it says, that's how we're going to find favor. Wow, I want favor in my life? Yes, God says, then keep the word of God. Keep the word of God. For every one of us as leaders, we must hold on to the word of God, not to our feelings, not to our own private agendas, not to what is popular, you know, what is the new fad and whatever else, the word of God. He says, that's how I'm going to find favor and good understanding, good comprehension of what life is. In the sight of God, I'm going to have good understanding. And in the sight of man, I'm going to have good understanding. Why? The word of God is written on my heart. As we have come into this year, we must make the word of God not a secondary fact, but a primary factor in our lives. We must take a hold of the word of God and desire the word of God. And when I mean take a hold of the word of God, I mean allow ourselves to be obedient to what the word of God says. Wherever I am being disobedient, I need to stop it, break that thing down, and acknowledge the, the sovereignty and the lordship of Christ over every aspect of my life. Because if I don't, and the word of God is not bound around my neck, then I'm going to be looking at the Joneses over there. What are the Joneses doing? Oh, the Joneses are driving a Rolls Royce now. I went to school with them. Oh, how did they get all that money? And how did this and how did that? And I want to compete and be like the Joneses. I'm not called to be like the Joneses. I'm called to be like Christ. I'm called to be like the Lord whom I'm looking at. So I need to focus on the Word of God, who is Christ. This is what is going to cause me to be in tune with God and to be able to hear him, because faith also comes by the hearing of the Word of God. My sheep hear my voice. And as leaders, we must take a hold of that fact and pursue it wholeheartedly, recognizing that without God, we are nothing. I know that for a fact. It is the grace of God that sustains, that keeps me. And when I'm on the wrong track, I know how to draw back on the mercy of God. Every one of us need to draw on the mercy of God, also need to draw on the truth of God. Let God speak to us. Let that sword of the Spirit cut through. God knows my heart. You know, I might be saying something to the public and showing one face to the public, but God knows the intent of the heart. When I'm saying I want to do this, I want to do that, God knows the intent of my heart. You know, people speak through both sides of their mouth so many times. And it's interesting to me that many times I know exactly what the real deal is, and they're telling me this, and I just chuckle on the inside. Oh, who do you think you're fooling? I already know what is going on. So what is this all about? Well, we'll leave that alone and just trust that change comes and you make the right decisions rather than lie to yourself, because many times we do. So the word of God says, trust in the Lord. Trust God with all thine heart, all of it. Allow yourself to be vulnerable to God. Like we talked about yesterday from Revelation 3 and 20 and 21. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't bend towards your own understanding. Get good understanding based on the word of God. Leaning on your own understanding is leaning on the understanding of the world system. What is going on and what people are saying, what is news? What's happening? What's the thing that everybody's talking about now? No, that's leaning onto your own understanding. Leaning onto God's understanding is taking a hold of God's word. That's good understanding. Trust in God. Don't lean onto your own understanding. And then it says, in all thy ways, in everything that you're doing, acknowledge the Lord. Acknowledge him. Let him be Lord over every decision, every thought, everything that you're trying to do. What should lead us is not what is most beneficial to us in the natural. What should lead us is what is God saying? What is God saying? If I feel led by what is most beneficial to me, I might be pastoring some other church. I might be doing something else somewhere, pursuing the accolades of this group or that group. But that's not what's going to lead me. Money is not going to lead me. Fame is not going to lead me. Opportunities is not going to lead me. Nothing else should lead my life but the word of God. What is God saying? Where does God want me right now? What is he directing me to do? You know, Jesus fed 5,000 hungry men with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And the next time he fed less than that with more loaves. You know, somebody might be saying, oh, I think you're losing your anointing, man. You're losing it because you have more and you're getting less. Or when his disciples leave him, oh man, you started with thousands. Now you're down to 70 and now they're all gone. You're going backwards, man. No, he was going in the right direction. Stuff do not determine what the right thing is. What determines what the right thing is the word of God. What did the word of God say? Not what the circumstance says, not what how much money I have says, not how many people we are reaching says, not none of that. None of that. After all, Philip was with a group, you know, ministering to them in the thousands, and God leads him out to go meet an Ethiopian eunuch in the desert. Just one person. One person. Left the thousands to go minister to one person. That is leaning not onto your understanding, but leaning onto God. And as we've stepped into this realm, our motivation, our focus must be, God, what are you saying? What are you saying? What is the directive? What are you directing us to do? How should we go about this? And how should we go about that? His directives, his guidance. Now we are aware of whatever it is out there, but that's not what's going to lead us. What's going to lead us is the word of God. And let me wrap this so that we can begin to pray. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, that's interesting because Proverbs 16 and verse 6, talking about mercy and truth, Proverbs 16 and verse 6, watch the statement there, you know, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Watch what it says here. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So what is the point? The point is, when we don't have the word of God, then we're going to lead our lives in the patterns of the world. And that is what iniquity is. Following those patterns, and those patterns are easy. It's already marked out. Those are the tracks of natural man. Following through, doing particular things. I was talking to somebody the other day. I'd asked him to do something for me, and he'd done it. And as I looked at what he'd done, I found out that he'd done it backwards. So I called him. I said, this thing I asked you to do, you did it backwards. He said, no, it's correct. I said, no, it's not. He said, but it's correct. It's exactly where it should be. I said, no, based on the word of God, you don't have it right. This is what it's supposed to be. And then he says, oh, based on my thinking, it is right where it's supposed to be. But based on the word of God, it's not right where it's supposed to be. I said, that's right. We're not doing it based on what man thinks and how man sees it, but how God sees it. He says, okay, I'm going to correct that. I'm going to correct that. I said, thank you very much. We've got to do it right. And we'll leave it at that at this point. And we're going to spend the next few minutes, you know, praying, just asking God to help us make the right decisions as it relates to walking with him. Our assignment is singular in a sense. Obey my word. Take it to your heart. Obey it. Acknowledge my lordship over your life, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Long life, length of days, favor with God and with man. Whatever it is that you need, it's all connected to this anchoring point, keeping my word. So the prayer tonight is going to be starting with that. Lord, help me to keep your word, to put premium on your word, not just by saying it, but by living my life out on that foundation of truth. God's word is number one. His words are going to fashion my daily movements, my steps, not what man says, not my ideologies, not what seems to be the fad of the day, and whatever is trending on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or, you know, on any platform, not what the media is saying, but what are you saying? Lord, help me to take hold of your word and make it of utmost importance. That is our first and foremost call to action. I'm going to ask Minister Dean to lead us in praying about that.
Okay. Father God, we come before you tonight just to give you thanks, to give you praise, to recognize that you are an awesome God in our lives, that you are the true and only living God, the one who created us, the one who knows us, who knows every thought and everything that we need and everything that we desire. Lord, we come before you tonight to ask you for direction this year, Father God, not just for a part of the year, but for the entire year, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to remind us, Father God, who you are, that, Lord, you are a God that we can lean on. You're a God that we can run into. You're a God that we can take refuge in. You said, Father God, for us to cast every care that we have upon you. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we acknowledge you tonight as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as Father. We acknowledge you as the Good Shepherd. We acknowledge you as a multi-breasted one. We acknowledge you in all of your ways, Father God. And Lord, I ask you tonight, Father God, to help us to tap into every single aspect of who you are for our lives, Father God. Lord, your word says, Father God, that it is for your name's sake, Father God, that we prosper. It is for your name's sake, Father God, because Lord, your word says that your plans for us is to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope and a bright future or an expected end. So Lord, we thank you tonight, Father God, that we can rest upon those words, Father God. A good father, your word says that even a heathen or a sinner takes care of their children, Father God. How much more will you take care of your sheep, Father God? So Lord, we ask you tonight, Father God, to help us in every single aspect of our lives. Those things that we're keeping secret, Father God, those things that we're holding for ourselves, those things that we believe are too large for you or that you don't even care about, Father God. Help us, Father God, to raise those things to your altar and cast those cares upon you. That, Lord, we will get the help that we need to prosper in this time and this season. Father God, your word says, Father God, that it gives you much pleasure when your children bear much fruit. So, Lord, help us tonight, Father God, to lean on you, to acknowledge you, Father God, to trust in you, to have faith in you, Father God, the only one that can see tomorrow over the hill, around the corner, who can see the next day, who can see the next year. So Lord, we thank you tonight, Father God, for the opportunity to pray to you, to seek your face. Lord, to recognize who you are, Father God, so that, Lord, we can live a life that is worthy of your calling, Father. So bless us, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to hide from you, Father God, but to run to you, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to be ashamed, Father God, but to come boldly before the throne of grace to say, Lord, the mistakes that we made last year, Father God, we do not want to make this year. The things that we did last year that was not right, we don't want to enter them, Father God, into this year. But Lord, that we need your help, Father God, that we may be on the right path the entire year, Father God, that your light will shine before us, Father God, that our feet will not slip and our grasp, Father God, will not let go of you, Father God. So bless us, Father God, tonight we ask. Illuminate your glory upon us, Father God. Shine your face upon us, Lord. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Deaconess Sherry to pray about what the Word of God says here about mercy and truth. It says, don't let mercy nor truth forsake you. I want you to pray to ask God to give us the depth of insight, of spirit, where we hold on to the Word of God and not cast it away, because it is through that Word of God that mercy and truth is established in our lives, and that we do what the Word of God says, depart from evil. Anything that is not of faith becomes an act that's evil in the sight of God. Pray that our faith will grow.
Yes, yes. Oh, Father, we come to you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for meeting with us. We thank you for these times. We thank you for this year. Father, you have chosen and ordained that each one of us would be living at this time, and there is a great purpose. Father, we thank you that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for your mercy in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you, because of your mercy, because of your love, sent your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for your truth. You have given us the Word. You have given us Jesus, the Word. You have also given us the Spirit of truth to operate in us so that we would acknowledge that in everything we do, we want to be people that in our everyday lives hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. No, don't go there. Don't go here. And we all know that we have heard you in that way. The Holy Spirit has ministered to us in that way. But we all know that there are so many times that we have operated by impulse, that we have operated by the constraints, by time constraints, things in this world, and have not acknowledged your truth first, have not come to you and asked for mercy in every situation. And Father, just reveal to each of us how deep that truth is, that when we operate in that way, that anything not done in faith is sin. Father, we repent. We ask for forgiveness. We repent for living that way so many times. We acknowledge that as sin. And we say you have called us to be people of faith. God, we just ask, Father, that you would work in each one of us. You know the areas we are weak in. You know what we are going to encounter this year. And we must live with mercy and truth bound to us at all times. We must see through your mercy. We must treat others with the mercy that you have given us. But your truth must guide us in everything. Father, all we can say is help. Help us. Help us. You are such a loving Father. Help us. We desire to walk in your mercy, to walk in your truth, and we desire most of all to please you. Thank you, Father. You say you are building your church, and you are a very present help to us. We ask for your help, and we open ourselves up. We say, invade us and do what you need to do to bring us to that place. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Lindsay and Kristen and Sister Judith. Sister Judith, all we can see is the top of your hair. You need to tilt your camera properly. Yesterday, all we saw when you were praying was the top of your head. So keep it the way you have it right now so we can see your face, and those that are watching on YouTube and Facebook can see your face properly. The three of you, I'm going to ask to pray as the Spirit of the Lord leads you, and then I'm going to wrap up. Just pray, because the Holy Spirit is going to give you very specific things to pray about. He's going to direct you, and don't lean on your own understanding. Just pray as the Spirit leads. This is when we acknowledge Him, He will direct our path. Start with Sister Lindsay, and then Sister Kristen, and then Sister Judith.
Hallelujah. Father, we worship. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you and we honor you, God. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us to this time. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit upon each one of us, upon your church, Lord. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit, as you said, God. Thank you, Father, that you said you would commission your fire, Father God. We ask that your fire would commission now, Lord, that you would fill your church with your fire, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your righteous and holy fire in each one of us, God. Thank you that we operate, Father, in your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, God, that we have spiritual eyes that are open, spiritual ears that are open, and we are walking in your Spirit each day. We ask, Lord, for your eternal perspective, God. We ask, Father, in every situation, Lord, that we pass through, Lord, that we have your eternal perspective, Lord, that we understand, God, that whatever we're going through, whatever is happening, Lord, is because of souls, Father God. You have a greater purpose, Lord. We ask for your perspective, God, and we ask that you download your thoughts into our minds, Father. You download your thoughts into our spirits, Lord, that we think your thoughts, Father God, and that we see things as you see them, Lord, and we see people as you see them, and we hear them as you hear them, and we love them as you love them, God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to operate in new levels, God. Thank you for bringing us to new levels of glory, Father God, and it's not by our might nor by our power, but it's by your Spirit. God, we are depending on you. We are leaning on you, Father God. Thank you. You know who you've chosen. You knew who we were, Father God. You knew our hearts. You knew who we are, Father God. And you chose us, Lord, and we say, yes, we will be your mighty warriors, Father God, in this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for who you are, Lord. You are so faithful, so constant towards us. Even when we do fall, Lord, that you are still there. You're still loving us, just pouring your grace upon our lives, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the title for this week, self-sacrificial, Lord, it's so fitting, Lord. You're calling us back to yourself. You're saying, come meet with me. Come back to my word. It is priority. We need to make it our priority, Lord. I pray that you would just help us. You would give us that grace, that strength, that boldness to just take your word and run with it. That word that you have, that even Jesus, when he was ministering on the earth, he only proclaimed what you said. He only proclaimed what he heard you say, Lord, and that is the example he left for us, your children, to know your word, to proclaim it, to stand on it and not turn away from it. Regardless of the circumstance, of the situation, of the season, you said in your word, and we stand on it, Lord. That we would just have that confidence, that tenacity to just say, no, my God said this, that is what will happen. It doesn't matter how long it delays, how long it seems to us. Lord, we just commit ourselves to continue to do that, to stay steadfast, to just love your word. Let it be sweet as honey to our lips, Lord. Just let it be consuming to us. Just let us be so devout to that word, Lord. I just thank you that this is a new season, a new time for us. A new point where we shall be farther than we've ever gone, Lord. And it is only by your might, it is only by your strength, Lord, that you just take us and say, oh, no. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing this for every member of Glory. Leader, like you are just touching the purposes and the destinies that you have called us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our God. You are the God who answered prayer. We thank you, Lord God, that your word, you said your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word lights our path. We thank you, Father God, that your word will not depart from us. We will follow, we will obey, we will lean on you, Father God, because your word is true. You have said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Oh, Heavenly Father, purge us by your mercy. Every area that we have lacked, Father God. Lord God, I cry out to you that you purge us.
Amen.
Father, you have said in your word that judgment will start with your church. Because you have a covenant relationship with your church, you hold us responsible. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, as we have been crying out to you for help, Father, we say, help us.
Amen.
Help us, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Help your church. Help your body.
Mm.
The body of Christ. Oh, Father God, you are your son Jesus is our elder brother. He is the head of the church. We are the body. Father, between the head and the body, there is a neck. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us. Help us so that the body, the neck, we hold the body in place.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this season of restructuring. Father, you are looking down upon your church and you are speaking to us directly.
Mm.
You are not talking to the world, but you are talking to your church. The church that you have built and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. Heavenly Father, let that church, be responsible. Let that church lean on you, Father God, and not our own understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are doing a tremendous work in us, each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Almighty God. We give you honor. We give you glory. And Lord God, help us. Help us in our daily walk with you. Father, every day you have a new assignment for us. As your word says, give us our daily bread. Father God, on a daily basis, what we need, Father God, you have provided. We say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We bless your holy name, Father God, that the things that you want us to accomplish in this year, Father God, will be accomplished as individuals, as families, as a church, as a corporate body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God, you have given us a place where we call our home, where we call our church, where we congregate. And Father God, you call it Glory and Peace Church. We thank you, Lord God, for our shepherds, Apostle and Pastor Maria. Father God, their entire family, we lift them up to you. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the good shepherd. You have put them in this part, in this congregation, to be our shepherds. Father God, we thank you for their leadership. We give you praise, Father God, that we uphold them in prayer, Father God. We know that when a shepherd is being lifted up in prayers, in support, in everything that you have called us as a church to do for our leaders, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to empower them, continue to encourage them. Father, we give you praise, we honor and glorify you for the ministry, for the fruit that they are bearing as they are reaching the nations. We thank you. And Lord God, we are in covenant partnership with them. We thank you, Father God, as they answer to you, Father God, together we stand as one body, as one unit, in unison, Father God. We give you praise, we give you glory. Father, we thank you for their voices. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in this time. Father God, with them and with your church, we as a congregation, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have not forsaken us. Your promises are yes and amen. And Lord God, we thank you that we will bear the fruit that you have called us to produce in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that there is no wastage.
Thank you,
Lord God, that no one will be left behind. Father God, even as you fed the 5,000 hungry men, not counting the men and the children, there we are 12 baskets left over. Father God, your government, yes, Lord. The number 12 is the number of government. Father God, we thank you for that covenant relationship and the government. Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor. Thank you, Lord God, for the things that you are going to reveal to Glory and Peace Church at that season. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have ears to hear you loud and clear. Amen. We will have eyes to see you. Lord God, every scale of blindness be removed now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every word, Father God, be flushed out of our ears, Father God. Let our hearings be clear. Let our visions be clear. We thank you for sight. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that our spirit of discernment is being restored upon us again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For you, O God Almighty, you have never failed us. You are faithful to your word. And Lord God, you are carrying us through this year and to the years that are ahead of us. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the team that are gathered today here on Zoom and on other platforms. We ask, O God, that your hand will rest upon each one, that your power will elevate, that your power will propel them. And Lord, O God, wherever they find themselves now, that they see themselves, O God, as your ministers, as your host in the earth. And Lord, O God, that you will speak to them in the marketplace. You will speak to them, O God, wherever they are. Lord, O God, that you will direct them. For your word says, O God, that as we acknowledge you, you will direct our path. Father, let the faith to obey you, wherever they find themselves, O God, so propel them, that, Lord, O God, that they will become an embodiment of your word. Lord, O God, the sword, O God, of your spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, that you point them, O God, as arrows. And Father, O God, that they will strike every target. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare, O God, that each one is empowered to succeed. Each one, O God, is living life to the full and a testament of your goodness in the earth. Lord, O God, this is the year of restoration. This is the year of, Lord, O God, restitution. It is the year of reconstructing and reestablishing your people. Lord, O God, it is the year, O God, that your children are rising up, O God, and shining as bright lights. Father, let favor rest upon each one. Let mercy abound towards each one. Let your truth guide each one. And let, O God, your power establish each one. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we decree it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for every one of you that join in today. Let us honor God with our giving as God speaks to you. And we'll look forward to being together again tomorrow. All of this week, we are together in this format. Next week, our special meetings start with guest speakers coming from different parts of the world. And the week after that will be the week of silence, where I encourage you to get the notebooks and just come into the house, into this temple, and hear God speak to you, not only about you and your family, but about his church and your role in making things happen as we continue to grow in things of God, our Father. God bless you. Give unto the Lord and enjoy his goodness. You have a great night and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.